What's up, everybody? It's Blind Pro Gaming. I am back to finally show you, or attempt to show you, how to play Fortnite Battle Royale. Yes, I did that on purpose. So, anyway, before we begin, I'm not very good with, like, teaching people how to do things over recording. I'd rather be in a VC with someone so I can, like, address their questions and stuff like that. But I'm gonna do what I can, because you guys seem to really want this. So, how to set up the game. We're going to begin with that. Now, I'm currently signed in, right? I'm currently signed in to my Fortnite account on Legendary, which is what we're going to use. Because anyone who uses the Epic Games Launcher is L, and you shouldn't use it. And if you like have to use it, feel sorry for you. Because don't use it. You don't want to. So, anyway, first thing you want to do is you're going to want to go to either my website, blindprogaming.duckdns.org, or join the A11Y Vault Discord server, which you can also find on blindprogaming.duckdns.org. You're going to download F11Y from the Discord server, or my website. And then I recommend you go to the Discord server and download Spectre. So I have them on my desktop. And I have Spectre on my desktop as well. FLNY is the program that will allow you to, like, read all your health bar, read your hot bar, read, all those things. That is the essential mod. It's not really a mod, but it, like, uses your screen to identify things, and it'll read them out to you. Spectre is an aim assist for the visually impaired to allow blind people to aim better in Fortnite. It is not required, but it's required to play the game optimally, and I recommend you have a NVIDIA GPU to run Spectre. And I recommend just playing Fortnite in general. I recommend you have at least 16 gigs of RAM. If you have 8 gigs of RAM, I guess you can try it, but you might experience some lag, especially with Spectre. But it's an aim assist, not an aim bot, no matter what other people will tell you it is. But, or at least it's meant to be an aim assist. But, the first thing you want to do is you want to download those programs. And you're going to want to run FA11Y, and it's going to update itself, and it's going to, like, install requirements and dependencies. And it should also install Legendary for you, right? So what you're going to want to do to install your Fortnite game, you're going to want to go to the command prompt. You're going to want to type Legendary off. Well, I'm already signed in, but if you type this command into Legendary, it will bring up a web page where you can sign in to your Epic Games account on a web browser. It'll use your default browser, so make sure you have an Epic Games account. Go create that on, I think it's epicgames.com. You're going to want to sign into this account with your email and password using Legendary. Type Legendary off. Once you do this, you can close that browser window and type Legendary off again. Legendary, A-U-T-H. This will bring up another window in your browser that you, it's going to tell you to paste the, I think it's called the authentication code or token. You copy this code. You paste it in, right? And when you paste it in, it will log in to your Epic Games account. Because everything is under Epic Games, right? So this is so we don't have to use the Epic Games dumpster fire of a launcher, okay? So you do this. Then, you're going to want to, that's my inventory remote, sorry about that. You're going to want to go and add Fortnite to your library on Epic Games, okay? So the way you're going to do this is you're going to go to epicgames.com. Okay. Now, I didn't do it this way. So, because before I just used the launcher. I don't recommend you use the launcher. Just don't use the launcher, trust me. And you're going to type Fortnite into the search bar. I don't. I'm not exactly sure how to use this. Then you're going to check out the game. You're going to buy the game for $0. You're not actually paying for the game. The game is a free game, and you're going to do that. Once you click add to cart, and you proceed to check out, and you get the game, this shouldn't be too hard to do. You're going to install the game. So you're going to go to your FLNY folder. You can run Fortnite installer. Or you can go into your command prompt again. I recommend you run it as administrator. And you type legendary install Fortnite. Now, when you type this command and you hit enter, it's going to be like, okay, fetching manifest, installing Fortnite. And then it's going to ask you, before it starts installing, it's going to be like, do you want to install any extra tags, DirectX? And it's going to be like, it's going to give you a bunch of language packs. Just hit enter to confirm, and it'll start installing. Then, at the end of the install, it'll say, do you want to download any other DLC content? Press N, then press enter. Okay, your game is installed. Now, you're going to want to go to your command prompt again, and type the following command, legendary, launch, Fortnite. Okay, your game will open now. And if you have any issues with Spectre dependencies, FA11Y dependencies, all that stuff, you can go into the general voice chat. And, or just talk in the general chat. Just talk in the general chat of the FA11Y Vault Discord server. Someone will help you. Whether it be me, whether it be Shotgun Spoon, whether it be Green Bean, he's probably the person you want to ask, but we can all help you as well. So, you're going to launch your game, and I recommend on first launch of FLNY, you run the updater first, just to make sure you get the latest updates and all the dependencies and stuff. This is my Fortnite opening. Yeah, because it opens a window, and then it opens everything, and opens another window. So, you're going to run your updater, it's going to install all this stuff, and then you run FLNY. Okay, so it's going to launch itself. And it's going to fetch your legendary token. This also will help you to know if you're signed into legendary. Because it will tell you, welcome back. And then they'll say the name of your Epic game. So for me, it's going to say, welcome back, Blind Pro. See? Like that. So I personally like to hide the window. And my game is... All requirements to install your latest version of FLNY. Now, you will see, you might hear some trailers, some screenshots, all this stuff. But, if you have OCR, yes, OCR is not the best, but, okay, you can hide the window. Yeah, so you'll see that, and in the play tab is where you have all that stuff. But we're going to get into the menus. In a second. For now, thanks for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.